Good morning to you all. It's so good to see each and every one of you here at Grace Bible Church today. And we do extend to our fathers a happy and warm Father's Day to them. And that brings my attention in our call to worship to Exodus chapter 15. When Moses, the leader of Israel, was rejoicing in the tremendous victory that God had given to the people of Israel by parting the waters of the Red Sea and carrying them over on dry land and bringing them to the place of deliverance from Egypt, we have what is called the Song of Moses recorded here. And he begins with the first two verses. I want to just share these two with you because I want you to see a phrase that's included here from Moses' heart. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. I want you to think for just a moment about what Moses is saying there in that opportunity to praise the Lord after the great deliverance. I would imagine that it was an overwhelming scene to see the waters part, to allow the children of Israel to get all the way across on what kind of land? Dry land. And then for the people to be safely delivered to the other side, and then the waters came crashing down on Pharaoh's armies, and the wonderful deliverance that God had given, and Moses' heart is overflowing. And he just rejoices. The horse and his rider are cast into the sea. We have been delivered from our enemies, those that would destroy us. God has overtaken. And here's the point. He says, he is my God. The God of Moses. He's my God. And then he puts in this very important phrase, because then he connects himself to the past, how Moses learned of God. Did you see that in that phrase? My Father's God. How did Moses know about God? Moses was taken away from his home at age 3 and raised there in Pharaoh's palace. He was able to connect back to his father, that it was his God that allowed him to be able to rejoice this day on the deliverance that God had given to the children of Israel. Moses' life was spared too. And he's rejoicing in his God, and he says, my God has done this. He is my strength and song. He has become my salvation. He is my God. And I will prepare him an habitation, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. Dads, I want you to know that your children will know God if you know God. That is a very strong statement, but I want you to know Moses could stand and rejoice in God, his Savior, because he had a father that introduced him to God. That means all in the world to boys and girls today. Fathers, have you introduced your children to God? I'm not just saying talking about Him. Has He been introduced because He's the reality of your life? At this moment in time, He could reflect back in the past. I don't know if Moses' father was alive at that particular point. Perhaps he was. But he said, my Father's God is the one that delivered me today. In other words, God is faithful in every generation. And so today, on Father's Day, I want to encourage you dads. Your role is not just provider. Your role is to introduce your children to the most wonderful God. The God of all things. The only true and living God. And if you don't introduce your children to God, then you will have failed as a father. And that, if his father had not introduced him, Moses would not have been able to praise God in the future. Whenever his father was teaching him in those young formative years, when they only had him for a short time, little did he realize that later on this boy would be the leader of Israel and would rejoice in the God that he had introduced him to at such a young age. And so I want to encourage you men today, be faithful. And you boys, you young men, just a few years away from getting married, You better determine right now by the grace of God that I am going to, if God gives me children, I'm going to introduce them to the Father, the true and living God, and I'm going to live a life that honors Him, and I want my children to see God in me. I want them to know the true and living God. May God help us dads to be that kind of leader.